Did you know any of the other characters that owned a cabin or something along the river?
And there was a few old timers up. There was Phil Braille that was up the Yukon. Phil was there for many years. He just, gosh, what did Phil do? Oh, he worked over at Coal Creek when they had the mine, the gold dredge over at Coal Woodchopper.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there at the gold mine and then just spent his winters up there. He had a cabin, and then Gordon Burdison went up there in later years and spent a few years there at the cabin and trapping, and I think he fished a bit in the summer. And Bill Shoulders was another man that went in there in later years and trapped. Bill was an odd one. He went way back from the river. He went way back and built a cabin and liked to stay alone. He didn't like people. He was there 10, 15 years, I think, and found him. One spring he didn't come out, and they found his body there. And he just somehow died during the winter. Well, the Bells, Bell family, Ray Bell and his family moved in up there and built a cabin, and then they worked over at the dredge for a while, at the gold dredge, and trapped some in the winter. Mm-hmm. Now the cabin is still up there. I think the one boy still goes up there at times, maybe fishing or trapping. It was, so there's been many people that I knew. Now, in this, the ones that I mentioned are the ones that came into Circle for their supplies, and there's a lot of them further up that it's closer to Eagle, so they go into Eagle for their supplies and up in that area. But the ones that I knew were just ones that worked on the dredge, and we'd come into Circle. And they had cabins all over. Carl Dosh was there for years trapping his cabins, and then he moved downriver, trapped downriver.